Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine. If you went to sleep early, like I almost did, the Washington Nationals beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 7-3. Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto hit back-to-back home runs off Clayton Kershaw to tie the game. Howie Kendrick hit a grand slam. The NLCS begins tomorrow night in St. Louis. First pitch is 8:08. Stay in the fight. This is not a fever dream. And neither is this headline. This is a four-column headline in today's New York Times. Turkey attacks U.S. ally in Syria. The AP in Turkey reports this. Turkish ground forces pressed their advance against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria Thursday, launching airstrikes and unleashing artillery shelling on Syrian towns and villages the length of its border. Phil Rucker and Bob Costa on the front page of the Washington Post say this. President Trump's decision to suddenly withdraw troops from northern Syria has angered evangelical Christians and Republican hawks, cleaving his political coalition at the very moment he's trying to fortify his standing to survive the intensifying impeachment inquiry in Congress. Officials in both parties practically guarantee that a package sanctioning Turkey will pass Congress in the coming weeks. As of now, President Erdogan of Turkey is coming to Washington, the administration says. It'll be Erdogan and Trump versus the rest of the town. NBC News with a damning headline for the president saying ISIS could regroup. The president said this. This is real life. Quote, as somebody wrote in a very, very powerful article today, they didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example. That's the Kurds the president is talking about. The Kurds, he says, did not help us in the Second World War. The president also said that Democrats have a tiny margin in the House and they have eviscerated the rules. In fact, in our system of government, whoever is in the House majority gets to write the rules, no matter how large the majority is. And about these new talking points from the White House, the president and his allies have latched onto a theory that Republicans should be afforded subpoena power in the impeachment probe because it was done in the past. Minority subpoena power is a real thing, but those subpoenas are always subject to a full committee vote, and the committees are still controlled by Democrats. The president keeps saying he wants a vote to start the impeachment probe, but a few Republicans say they don't want this vote at all. They have no idea where this probe is heading, and they don't want to be on the record against it if they don't need to be. Happening today, Nick Fandos on the front page of the Times reports that House chairmen leading the impeachment inquiry plan to issue additional subpoenas for witness testimony as soon as today. The President's Day today, the President will leave the White House for Andrews at 4:10, where he'll fly to Minneapolis for a big rally at the Target Center. That's the big basketball arena in Minneapolis. He will host a rally at 7 p.m. and leave at 8:30. He'll return back to the White House around 12:35, just after midnight. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
This episode is sponsored by the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine. Pelosi and other liberals in Congress say they want to lower drug costs, but their plans are nothing more than a down payment on their socialized medicine scheme, a government takeover of our entire healthcare system, taking power and control away from patients and their doctors and giving it to bureaucrats. Price controls, access restrictions for patients, and crippling taxes. Pelosi's healthcare takeover is bad for patients, innovation, and America.